And you're back with Rocket Right Radio. I'm Dr. Kay Solar in the house with Hurricane Betsy Barnes. And our medical segment is brought to you each week by Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center.
No two brain conditions are exactly alike. Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center, can help you conquer your unique condition with Gamma Knife Icon, the world's most precise brain radiosurgery device. Visit conquerdifferently.org to learn more. That's conquerdifferently.org.
And we're so glad to be talking with today Dr. Derek Spell, who is a medical oncologist with Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. Dr. Spell, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You know, I've come across a lot of articles talking about how weight affects cancer. And we've talked a lot about how it affects so many other health conditions. And, you know, being in Louisiana, we got the title a few years ago of one of the most obese states in the country. So we have a lot of work to do down here. But you've also published a book about your own weight loss journey, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But let's really just jump right in there and talk to us about the correlation between weight loss and cancer, or if we're overweight, how that increases our risk for cancer.
Absolutely. And as you just alluded to, there have been several studies that have come out recently that link obesity directly to cancer, as well as other diseases. And there's recent research from the American Cancer Society that actually shows we've made progress the last 25 years with regard to cancer, and there's less patients that are dying from cancer, but we're worried that those numbers are going to start rising again because of the obesity epidemic in our country, and especially here in the South. And as you alluded to, actually Louisiana is one of the five fattest states in the country.
Yeah, we've got really good food, but some of that food is not good for us.
That's correct.
Absolutely. And it is kind of really adding to the health crisis. And, you know, sometimes people will say, well, I think, you know, my family's fat, I'm destined to be fat. But there's a whole lot more that goes into that. That's one of those things that you don't really have to go down that road. It's really in your power to impact your health. And so let's talk about how does living a healthier lifestyle really reduce our risk for cancer and these other diseases, and what we can do to make an impact there.
Yeah, I mean, most people know that, you know, tobacco consumption and smoking increases your risk of several different cancers, you know, but a lot of people don't realize that obesity also increases your risk of several different cancers and other fatal conditions. To be honest with you, there are over a dozen cancers that we know are more common in people that are overweight and obese. The most common of those cancers include breast cancer, esophagus and upper stomach cancer, pancreatic cancer, kidney cancer, ovarian cancer, and colorectal cancer. We know that if you have a healthier lifestyle, you eat well, you exercise often, that your risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and a lot of other diseases dramatically reduces.
Absolutely. And some of those cancers that you mentioned are very severe. A lot of those are picked up in late stages, and folks' outcomes are not very good. So to prevent those in the first place, that's really one of the things that we want to do. Talk to me about how you've seen this in your own practice, because that's your field of specialty, and I'm sure you come across this every day.
Yes, I have. And the truth is, when we're obese, we don't just have a higher risk of cancer. You're more likely to have a negative outcome with the cancer. Obese patients have a higher risk of cancer recurrence and of dying of cancer, and they're also more likely to have side effects when they're on treatments. And then even among cancer survivors that are obese, they are more likely to develop other problems like heart disease and strokes, diabetes, or even a second cancer.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things, you know, we really have the power, you know, to make an impact. And when we're talking about complications of those, certainly you have the increased risk of blood clots, because a lot of these people are more sedentary, too, when they're overweight. So there's a lot of multi-factors going on there. So let's talk about it feels like losing weight and maintaining a healthy weight are so much easier said than done. So how do you help your patients overcome overcome that? Because it's easy to just say, well, hey, do this, and you're going to be so much better. How do you empower them to be able to do that?
Well, you're absolutely correct, and I have my own experience with that, too. 6 years ago, I finally accepted the fact that I needed to change my own weight. I realized one day that most of my clothes no longer fit. I was having trouble climbing one flight of stairs in my own home. And I realized I was busy taking care of my patients, but I wasn't taking care of myself. And I spent a few months reading and preparing, and what I realized was the missing ingredient from a lot of the traditional and conventional health and fitness strategies is psychology, the mental approach. And when I combined a lot of the new knowledge on psychology with eating healthy and exercise, I was able to lose weight a lot more naturally. And as the months have turned into years, I've been able to keep my weight off effectively.
And that's the thing. So many patients I see every day, they just want a fad diet. They want it to quickly come off. And we're not talking about lose the weight with a fad diet. We're talking about making lifestyle changes that you can continue with. And then those are the folks that they're going to be able to keep that off. And, you know, in seeing women every day, they do tend to get so busy taking care of everyone else in the family, not themselves, just like you said you do, or your patients not making time for yourselves. But then if you become unhealthy, you're not going to be able to take care of those that you are trying to take care of. So important to really focus on yourself. What for you, because you went through all this, what was the hardest part about making that change in your life?
I realized I was my biggest obstacle to success and to having a healthier life. I finally accepted that I had to change and that I could change, and I developed what experts call a growth mindset. You know, a lot of overweight people have had success at times losing weight, but they ultimately gain their weight back, and that's what we call the yo-yo effect. And I had even done the same thing myself. I lost weight when I was in medical school. When I got busy with life, I gained it back over the years. So the hardest part for me was my own mindset. And when I realized that committing to permanent change was the key, that's what's helped me to lose weight and to keep it off for good.
Absolutely. It is the mindset. I tell everybody that what you want to do is think about the long term. You know, every day you try to do the right thing because you're in this for the long term. It's so many people go, well, I failed today. I guess I just throw it in the can, you know. But if you have a longer term set goal, you're able to do that, and it is really totally changing the way you think about it. Let's talk about the way people should think about and the best way to get started on the road to living a healthier life.
Well, I think that having a healthier life requires a solid foundation, and to have a solid groundwork of nutritional information and to discover what mental strategies work for you. Long-term success doesn't just come from going on a diet, as you mentioned earlier. I think you have to think about what success will look like, and you need to plan ahead accordingly.
Big thing is planning. I tell people every day, I mean, if you don't plan for what you're doing, that's half of it, because that's why people eat poorly. They're not planning. They grab something. You really have to make a game plan, and that helps you stick with it, as well as I read in your book, which we're going to get to in a minute, putting down what you're eating, because otherwise sometimes you're really surprised. Something you think might be healthy might not really be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think is the best way to, well, we've already talked about that, but let's talk about, you know, we mentioned earlier, it's not too late. Even someone who has cancer, they have a better outcome and a less chance of developing that second cancer if they start living a healthier lifestyle. It has a lot of impact for multiple areas. Let's talk about that. Someone who has cancer right now.
Yeah, anyone who has been diagnosed with cancer and is a cancer survivor, I think that you should discuss your lifestyle choices with your oncologist or your nutritionist, like we have at the Cancer Center. Your care team may have specific recommendations about diet for you based on your cancer or the other health conditions that you have. You know, generally speaking, what I tend to tell most patients is eating more whole foods, you know, things like vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and eating fewer processed foods, especially things like sweets. You know, obviously we recommend regular exercise for all adults. But with cancer patients or patients that have other diseases, I really think it's important to discuss specific advice and goals with your physician.
Well, we mentioned earlier that you've written a book that chronicles your journey to successful weight loss and a healthier lifestyle. So Where can folks get that? Because it has a lot of great information. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, well, my book is called The Bite-Sized Guide to Getting Right-Sized. It was released in February this year, and it really is my complete game plan for my success. And I organized it in bite-sized chunks so that the information is easy to read and to digest. You can visit my website. It is therightsizedguide.com. You can also order the book online through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. As of last week, the book is also available at the corporate location of the Barnes & Noble here in Baton Rouge. And if you'd like an autographed copy, you can please feel free to stop by my office.
Great. And we've been talking with Dr. Derek Spell, a medical oncologist with Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. Thanks for that information. And I highly recommend that book, a little bite-sized.
More Rocket Ride Radio after this on Talk 107.3 FM.